With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Local telecom company Flo has told users it plans to, quote, retire CANDW.KY email addresses in the fourth quarter, and they're urging users to take action before August 31st. This after the Utility Regulation and Competition Office issued a, quote, amendment to direction to Flo, setting a phased timetable and mandatory customer protection measures for the proposed cessation of the Candy Wacky electronic mail service. Provided Flo, quote, fully complies, outbound email services will stop August 31st, inbound in September. Following the final cessation of the service, Flo will be required to surrender and transfer administrative control of the CANDW.KY domain to ERCO. Government says stronger regulation of vapes will protect not only Cayman's health, but also the environment.
We're not proposing to prohibit the sale of them. What we are looking to do from a, again, public health standpoint is no one wants to see any more landfill fires. Mm-hmm. So any act that we can take to reduce the chance of a fire, if it is as simple as removing all of the disposable vapes that go into the landfill, then that's a start.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's The Buzz, Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes told listeners if passed by MPs, the legislation would be rolled out in a phased approach.
We wouldn't roll out a piece of legislation and say no more disposable vapes being sold after today, giving businesses an opportunity. And that's why it's important for us to seek feedback from business owners in terms of what would be reasonable. But what we're aiming to do is to prohibit the sale of disposable vapes.
Which is why Minister Ebanks says public consultation will play a, quote, vital role in shaping the final legislation. In addition, the proposed amendments are responding to growing concerns about the rapid rise in vaping, particularly among young people, and address a significant gap in the current Tobacco Act, which does not explicitly regulate vaping products. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf.
They really market to kids. They have like fancy flavors and various things.
Right.
They make it look very sexy and appealing and cool. And the idea is really to stop that and decrease the accessibility for children.
The ministry is hosting a series of town hall meetings to hear your views on the matter, with the official public consultation period expected to start next month. Finance Minister the Honorable Rolson Anglin has stepped in front of the camera just about a month after Finance Committee signed off on $134.3 million in extra spending. In a video posted to government social media, the minister points to a strong revenue year as the reason Cabinet was able to greenlight this new round of appropriations.
These investments have been made possible because government's revenues have continued to outperform expectations.
Minister Anglin says Cayman is still on track for an operating surplus this year.
Every appropriation approved in Finance Committee has been carefully considered to address real national priorities while delivering lasting benefits for Caymanians today and for future generations. Just as importantly, we're making these investments without increasing the level of borrowing approved in the original 2026 budget, and government remains fully compliant with all six principles of responsible financial management.
You can see the full statement on government social media channels. We've also shared it on Radio Cayman's Facebook page. In regional news, a record wave of brown, smelly seaweed is washing up on beaches along Mexico's Caribbean coast, forcing closures in top tourist destinations and inflicting mounting economic damage on hotels, restaurants, and shops. The unprecedented massive sargassum in the Atlantic and Caribbean has prompted the federal government to prepare an emergency plan to combat the issue. In one tourist hotspot, environmental officials project 119,000 tons of sargassum to wash up on the shore by the year's end, surpassing last year's record of 96,000 tons. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworwiecka. Reports are coming in of thousands of migrants scaling the border fence separating Morocco from Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta. It comes as the Spanish authorities say 1,500 migrants arrived in recent days by swimming. BBC News.